Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
And Bill, Alan. Bill was on the stack first, I believe.
Bill was on the stack first.
Thank you. Well, you know, most of us on the call haven't had a chance to say hardly anything, and we keep hearing the same things repeated over and over again, and some of them are just not true, again. And, you know, I'm kind of appalled, frankly, at the disrespect shown to the bylaws. The bylaws clearly want meetings to be public and to be open and transparent, and we all talk about the values of that, and yet here we're hearing discussion of, you know, we shouldn't stream the meeting. And you know, certainly the task forces are not required to be streamed, but they should be streamed if it's feasible. The bylaws say that. And I just am kind of appalled that there's all this opposition to even calling the meeting to order so that we can have a discussion about, you know, and again, this was on the agenda. People are not even allowing the meeting they call to order so that we can discuss these things
rationally.
Adriana,
let him speak. And, will you shut up for 1 minute?
And
let somebody else speak.
I think it would be interesting to just keep track of the time each person speaks and the number of interruptions certain people make and the amount of repetition made by certain people. But may I continue, please, Madam Chair?
Rude. Shut up!
Jen, I heard you.
Come on.
Hey,
Adriana, I heard you. Serene, I heard you.
And you heard Chandra screaming, shut up, and you're not addressing it. What is going on with you?
This is an hour and a half over nothing. You people should be ashamed of yourselves.
She's insulting and ranting. Make her stop.
Wait, no way.
And
listen.
Chandra Hoffman, what do you mean, who is this?
Chandra,
heard her? She's been doing this seven times.
Okay, excuse me. Everyone, you know what? We're now more than an hour and a half into going in circles, not even getting full.
Madam Chair,
you have to deal with what just happened. You cannot just blow it off as we're all happy. Please.
Chandra, if that was her shouting, to please don't shout, don't say whatever. Please. At this point, there are almost everybody wants to get off.
Whatever?
May I finish, Madam Chair?
Shut up.
I would like.
And you're going to say you don't recognize her voice. You don't have to recognize someone's voice in order to call their actions out.
May I continue, Madam Chair?
I said whoever was.
Please. You know,
stop.
Chandra?
Excuse me. Can we all just hang up and we'll just.
No, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, may I speak?
No. No.
Madam Chair, we have an obligation to the people that are on this
task
force
to
open the meeting.
And there she goes. Say no.
You say no.
And somebody is going to get on and start whining again,
Alan,
about
Alan,
how much other
Green,
people have spoken.
Everybody,
all
look.
Have spoken.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's funny.
Everybody here
call me out. You
order.
Can call me out because I'm criticizing you for not saying something when she shouted shut up to someone twice. But you can't recognize her or her voice when she's doing the act. Amazing.
Madam Chair, I did ask to be on the stack after Bill. Madam Chair, we have an obligation to the people of this task force when we
point of order.
I've been being interrupted.
This person was not recognized.
Would you call her out of order?
To speak.
You didn't hear.
You said no.
I changed my mind. I said yes. And I listen. almost everybody on this call has at one
point or
another said, let's get off this call. I would like to do that. I don't want to.
I have not, Madam Chair.
Objection.
And I'll tell you, and I would like to say why. We have an in fact, I've said it before, and people are ignoring it. We have an obligation to the member of the task force who have gathered together. And we could have 10 people on this call that want to have a meeting, and we have two or three people that are browbeating us into not holding the meeting. You tried to call roll call, Madam Chair. I'm trying to support you.
Jen, why don't you
respect the interests of the people on the chair, on the task force? We should call the roll call, and they should be called out of order if they interrupt the roll call.
Is that why you can't speak up?
Ellen and everyone, I agree with almost everybody here that, you know, we should have a meeting, but we're not having a meeting.
Madam Chair, then it needs to be on record who obstructed the meeting.
You know what? I'm sorry. We are not going to have, the record is what the record is. We are not going to.
I want to take a vote then, Madam Chair. I want to take a vote. I ask for a roll call vote of those people who want to cancel this meeting.
Why is this person over talking the chair?
Because you obstructed me when I tried to take roll call.
I will start addressing some of your conduct directly.
I have tried to call the roll. I have been it has been when Alan, the secretary, was trying to call the roll, she was shouted over and could not even call the roll. When this meeting, for whatever reason, once more, I have been unsuccessful in having this meeting. There are people, probably, who are wanting us to have the meeting, including probably all of us here. But we're not going to have the meeting. That's clear. So, I accept defeat. And let us get off this call. Is there anybody who objects getting off of this call and just setting another meeting and trying to have another meeting?
Alan objects. I object.
Anybody else?
I think it's extremely rude and unacceptable treatment of the people on
May
the panel.
Point of order?
Point of order.
Okay, you object because it's rude. I agree.
I want to be on record, Madam Chair.
Well, thank you very much. You are... For what record we have, you're on record. And Ms. Kazanave opposes having the roll for the reasons that she stated. And Serene opposes having the roll for the reasons that she stated.
Actually, I didn't address that at all, but it's not untypical, based on what's happened here this evening, that you would be putting words in my mouth.
I asked you what your objections were, and you did answer something. And that's why I did not...
My God!
Wow. Tell me you don't do that in court.
What was...
I hope so.
Serene, what are the reasons that you don't think we should have a roll call?
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
You've been a splendid chair tonight. Splendid. That's all I have to say. Just splendid.
What were your objections to having a roll call?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, I just heard you state that we were ending this, whatever this gathering is called. I have answered any questions put to me with the information that I find to be useful. I don't care how many times you ask me, whatever you choose to ask, and how many times you let people call me out of my name, and how many times you let people interrupt me. I'm done with y'all for tonight. You have a good night.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Kazanave.
Can you hear me?
Did you hear me? I said yes.
Okay, Madam Chair. We are in this call for an hour and 40 minutes using the foundation resources illegally, because this meeting wasn't authorized to be street. And again, we let some few people to manipulate the whole situation. I was insulted, I don't know how many times. You feel insulted because what I said, but from my mouth, didn't come just one insult. What is recognizing the English language and insult, I didn't even say one to you, but you feel insulted. But you didn't feel that it's your obligation as chair to stop people when they are screaming, yelling insults. And you don't think that, and yeah, you let those people keep going. I think that this is exactly the problem of Pacifica, you know. Some people are more entitled than others. I mean, some of them believe that because they are who they are, they have the right to talk and overtalk in front of us and decide for the whole task force. And I think that this is wrong.
Okay, I'm calling you out of
really
order.
It's really shameful. Because for 1 hour and 40
minutes. Once more, you are casting aspersions on people saying that some people think they're better than others, and some people think this and that. And I'd like to call you out of order because you have said it numerous times.
Ms. Bill, can I be on the stack briefly also before you finish?
Try once more I'd like to try once more to take a roll call and just try to get this meeting.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yes.
That is not an option.
Alan is present. Adriana Casanave, present.
Madam Chair.
Bill Crozier.
Okay, we're going to have a roll call.
Madam Chair.
Minimum, we're going to have a roll call so that we.
Madam Chair.
Bill Crozier is here.
Okay, Anissa Faruqi,
I
understand you. I hear you.
After here. I don't hear her. Jan Kudman, are you present?
Present.
Okay, Chandra Hotman, are you present? Chandra Hotman, are you present?
Yes, unfortunately.
Susie Moreno, don't hear you. Afia Wangaza, don't hear you. Scott Olson, don't hear you. Sean Rhodes,
I'm here.
Thank you. Doreen Roberts?
Madam Chair, why are you
don't hear you. Ursula Rudenberg?
Point of order, Madam
don't hear you. Nancy Saibara Naretomi?
I really object.
Okay,
really
she's present. Tembe Shibanda?
No, Madam Chair.
Don't hear you.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Lewis Wolf?
Timber is here.
Thank you
but
so much.
I really don't really want to be now at this point. I'm here. I don't know how correct this is with people falling off the phone call and saying that that they're done. And I don't know how righteous this roll call would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I am here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lewis Wolf. No answer. Okay. All right, Madam Chair, I've taken roll.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, is there something really pressing on the agenda that we need to address?
I think there's
point of order, Madam Chair.
And yes, what is your point of order?
Madam Chair, how can you admit a roll call when you didn't answer the original point of order, and when you answered and was challenged, you didn't even go to a roll call for that, and you want a roll call, and what are you waiting for?
Now I am ready to have...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair,
excuse me. Now you may challenge the ruling of the
right.
Is there anyone who objects?
And over talk over me.
I'm trying to recognize your point of order right now. Now
then
that we are...
you need to let me finish, Madam Chair. It's not that you
yes.
whenever you decide to.
I'm recognizing you. Please raise your point of order. Now that we're in a meeting, please raise your point of order.
No, we are not in any meeting.
We are
not
in a meeting.
We are not in a meeting, Madam Chair. It's an hour and 46 minutes of waste of time because you allow this going in the stream illegally. This wasn't a meeting, isn't a meeting, and you keep pushing the same issue. I understand what you are trying to do, but please, you have a challenge to your ruling, and I don't see where you are for us really to vote in challenging you.
Okay, so you want to challenge the chair.
No, I did already, but after that...
Now that we have a meeting, you're challenged...
It's
appropriate. You're
no,
challenged...
Chair, that time passed a long time ago. You can keep it to 3 days from now.
Are you withdrawing your challenge?
Is the way that you think that you're going to conduct a meeting?
Excuse me, are you withdrawing your challenge, Ms. Cazenave?
No, Madam Chair. This is an illegal meeting, and it's been illegally streamed. And I want to remind you and everybody that hear this, obviously, how Bill is doing that more than once, illegally for the PMB. No, and more than that, she's giving our recording that she's doing of our meetings and giving to some personal friend of Kim in the internet to post there.
Excuse me.
No, it's the same thing.
This is a meeting of the affiliate.
Point of personal privilege, just Bill.
Exactly. No, no, it's not a meeting. It's not a meeting at all, Madam Chair.
It's a meeting.
Wrong.
Affiliates Task Force. We've had the roll call. I will entertain
point,
a moment.
Point of personal privilege, Bill.
Excuse me. Okay. Bill.
Well, Adriana keeps using this language like it's an illegal meeting. You know, I'm glad to be streaming this meeting. We should be proud of trying to make our meetings open and transparent and public. I don't understand why certain people don't want them to be public. And
okay,
so
you.
I don't have anything to apologize for, but I resent her saying that it's illegal.
I wanted to at least get on the, to at least have a roll call. I also am aware of the fact that it is an hour and a half, 2 hours into this meeting, and I am totally prepared at this point to entertain a motion to end this meeting. Is there a motion?
You have like 10 motions.
Is there a motion to end the meeting?
Madam Chair, I will move that we adjourn the meeting. This is Alan.
Is there a second? Pardon?
Hauptman seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection to ending the meeting? Without objection, this meeting is over. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Legal, illegal, illegal, permanently.